Good afternoon to you. I'm Nick Francis, and I'll be hosting The Art of Jazz today for Ken Wiley. I'm the music director at KPLU, and Ken is taking a few weeks off. He'll be back again next week. And don't worry, it's all good. He's taken some well-deserved time off. He's actually been doing the show straight for about 20 years, so he's taken a couple weeks off. He'll be back again next week, and it's a real joy to be able to get into Ken's extensive private collection of classic jazz tunes. So I'll be playing a bunch of that for you today. Our first set's going to feature a couple of great tracks from the legendary vocalist Anita O'Day. But first, it's Kenny Burrell on guitar from a 1965 recording, one of the rare times, one of the only time that Kenny has collaborated with the great arranger Gil Evans. And this is a nice one called Last Night When We Were Young, here on The Art of Jazz.
Just like a drug, you're getting to be a habit with me. Let me stay in your arms, I'm addicted to your charms. You're getting to be a habit with me. I used to think your love was something that I could take or leave alone, but now I couldn't do without my supply. I need you for my own. Oh, I can't break away, I must have you every day, as regularly as coffee or tea. You've got me in your clutches and I can't get free. You're getting to be a habit with me. Coffee or tea. You've got me in your clutches and I can't get free. You're getting to be a habit with me, indispensable. You're getting to be a habit with me. This moment on, you for me, dear, only 2:40, dear. From this moment on, from this happy day, no more blues songs, only hoop-de-doo songs. From this moment on, for you've got the love I need so much. Got the skin I love to touch. Got the arms to hold me tight. Got the sweet lips to kiss me goodnight. From this moment on, you and I, babe, we'll be riding high, babe. Every care is gone. From this moment on. From this moment on, you for me, dear, only 2:40, dear. From this moment on, from this happy day, no more you do songs from this moment on. For you've got the love I need so much, got the skin I love to touch, got the arms to hold me tight, got the sweet lips to kiss me goodnight. From this moment on, you and I, babe, will be riding high, babe. Every care is gone from this moment on. Sweet lips to kiss me goodnight. From this moment on, you and I, babe, will be riding high, babe. Every care is gone from this moment, from this moment.
You're listening to The Art of Jazz here at 88.5 KPLU with Anita O'Day, recorded in 1956. You heard a couple tracks from that record. We just heard From This Moment On, written by Cole Porter. And before that, it was You're Getting to Be a Habit with Me, written by Harry Warren and Al Dubin. Anita O'Day backed up on this set. Jimmy Rolls on piano. Tal Farlow playing some nice guitar. Leroy Vinegar on bass and Larry Bunker on the drums. And on this record, Barney Kessel played guitar on quite a few other tracks as well. Nice date from Anita O'Day in 1956. We also heard Kenny Burrell begin the program with The Last Night When We Were Young, with great arrangements from Gil Evans. It comes from a 1965 recording called Guitar Forms. It's The Art of Jazz here at 88.5 KPLU. I'm Nick Francis in today for Ken Wiley. And support for KPLU comes from
Seattle Cancer Treatment and Wellness Center, where oncologists collaborate with naturopathic oncologists, acupuncturists, and nutritionists for an individualized approach to cancer treatment. Info at SeattleCancerWellness.com.
We're going to continue now with a trio of tracks from Miles Davis from a 1955 recording on the Prestige label entitled The Musings of Miles. Miles with Red Garland, Oscar Pettiford, and Philly Joe Jones. We're going to start off with a track called Green Haze.
Thank you.
It's the Art of Jazz here at 88.5 KPLU.
Thank you.
Trio of tunes from a 1955 recording by Miles Davis called The Musings of Miles. We just heard Will You Still Be Mine? Before that, we heard a nice ballad called I See Your Face Before Me, written by Arthur Schwartz. And we started the trio of tunes with a bluesy number written by Miles Davis called Green Haze. Miles, along with a Red Garland piano, Oscar Pettiford on the bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. You're listening to The Art of Jazz for this Sunday afternoon, September 11th. I'm Nick Francis, in for Ken Wiley. Ken has taken a couple weeks off, the first time in 20 years, and he'll be back next week. But in the meantime, it's been just a pleasure to be able to go through his private collection and take out some really good stuff to play for you this afternoon. Support for KPLU comes from
Northwest Fine Woodworking, connecting woodworking artists to the public for over 30 years. The Woodworker's Touch opens September 1st, featuring new studio furniture designs from the cooperative's member artists. More info at nwfinewoodworking.com.
We're going to continue now with three different versions of a classic tune written by Billy Strayhorn called Chelsea Bridge. We're going to take three different artists, three different time periods, and three different styles, and give you a little bit of just how everybody does it a little bit differently. We're going to be starting the set off with the legendary Ben Webster live at the Newport Jazz Festival in 1958.
Thank you very much. Comes time now to feature Ben Webster in Chelsea Bridge, written by Billy Strayhorn. Ben Webster.
Thank you.
Three different versions of Billy Strayhorn's Chelsea Bridge here on The Art of Jazz. We began with a small ensemble version from Ben Webster from the Newport Jazz Festival in 1958. Billy Strayhorn himself playing piano on that track, Oscar Pettiford on bass, and Sonny Greer on the drums. And that was followed by Sarah Vaughan doing a really adventurous version of Chelsea Bridge from her 1979 record called The Duke Ellington Songbook, Volume 2. And we just heard a fairly recent recording from 2002 from the Dutch Jazz Orchestra, and a really nice big band version of that featuring some solos from tenor player Toon Roos, trombone player Hans-Jörg Fink, and baritone sax player Nils van Hoften. And we've got a couple more tracks from that Dutch Jazz Orchestra record I'm going to play for you in just a moment. Support for KPLU comes from
the Fisher Family of Companies, an organized alliance of plumbing, heating, and router services, combined to provide a synergistic approach to home systems maintenance. With over 30 years of experience and a mission to provide excellent service to their customers. Fisher, the plumber people recommend.
And thanks for tuning in to The Art of Jazz for this Sunday afternoon. I'm Nick Francis, KPLU's music director, sitting in today for Ken, who's taking a few weeks off. He'll be back next week. We've got a few more tracks from that 2002 album of the Dutch Jazz Orchestra. The album is called Something to Live For, the music of Billy Strayhorn. We're going to hear a vocal now called The Flowers Die of Love, sung by Marjorie Barnes. And this piece was a collaboration with Billy Strayhorn and the legendary Spanish poet Federico Garcia Lorca. And we'll feature also after that Something to Live For, another Billy Strayhorn composition from the Dutch Jazz Orchestra here on The Art of Jazz.
Upon the river shores, the passing night is moistened.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
A beautiful version of Something to Live For, performed by the Dutch Jazz Orchestra here on The Art of Jazz with a great tenor sax player there. Toon Roos is his name. We also heard a vocal called The Flowers Die of Love, a collaboration with the poet Federico Garcia Lorca and Billy Strayhorn. And that's a recording sung by Marjorie Barnes. It comes from a 2002 record called Something to Live For, the music of Billy Strayhorn. It's 1 minute before 4 o'clock. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria. NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This is The Art of Jazz, and we're going to continue now with a couple of singers. We're going to start this hour's music with June Christie.
Sweet music, soft and mellow, soothing and slow. Strains of a mellow cello when lights are low. Dear, we're so close together, I love you so. Why think about the weather when lights are low? Two hearts revealing, music hath charms, life so appealing, with inspiration in your arms. Our lips meeting soft and tender, love's all aglow. Why shouldn't we surrender when lights are low? In your arms, our lips meeting soft and tender, love's all aglow. Why shouldn't we surrender when lights are low? Lips meeting soft and tender, love's all aglow. Loopy-doopy-doo, why shouldn't we surrender when lights are low, when lights are low? Blue gardenia, now I'm alone with you, and I am all so blue. He has tossed us aside, and like you, gardenia, once I was near his heart, after the teardrop start, where are teardrops to hide?
I lived for an hour. What more can I tell? Love bloomed like a flower. Then the petals fell. Blue gardenia thrown to a passing breeze, but pressed, yes, they're pressed in my book of memories. Love bloomed like a flower, and then the petals fell. Blue gardenia thrown to a passing breeze, but pressed in my book of memories, but pressed in my book of
on the show today, Jackson, Jeffrey Jackson. What are you going to play for us today, Jackson?
Trumpet.
What tune?
Tune? This is jazz!
88.5 KPLU.
That's a legendary Clifford Brown Max Roach Quintet with a tune called Jordu here on The Art of Jazz. Clifford Brown trumpet, Max Roach drums, along with Harold Land tenor, Richie Powell on piano, and George Morrow on the bass. Before that, we heard a great tune from Dinah Washington, Blue Gardenia, with a terrific arrangement from Quincy Jones, recorded in 1955 on the E. Marcy label. Paul Kitchenette on tenor sax, Barry Galbraith on guitar, and baritone saxophonist Cecil Payne also in that. We're going to be featuring Cecil Payne in just a moment. Also, we heard at the top of the hour June Christie with arrangements from her husband Bob Cooper doing When Lights Are Low, a Benny Carter tune with Bud Shank playing the flute, and that comes from an album called June's Got Rhythm, recorded in 1958. Thanks for tuning in to The Art of Jazz here at 88.5 KPLU. I'm Nick Francis in today for Ken Wiley. It's really fun being here and taking some of the tunes from Ken's library and playing for you. It's a rare occasion that Ken is gone. It's been 20 years, as a matter of fact, so he took a couple of weeks off. He'll be back next week here at 88.5 KPLU. Support for KPLU comes from
Creekside Retirement Community, located in Skagit Valley, offering a variety of apartment and cottage floor plans, celebrating 10 years of retirement and assisted living to seniors. More information available at creeksideretirement.com.
Time now for baritone saxophonist Cecil Payne from a very rare recording on a label called Signal. This is a 1955 recording called Patterns. Cecil Payne on baritone, along with Duke Jordan on piano, Tommy Potter on the bass, and Art Taylor on the drums. We're going to play three tracks from this album, and we're going to start off with This Time, The Dream's on Me.
Thank you. Thank you.
From one of the rare vinyl albums out of Ken O'Reilly's collection, that's baritone sax player Cecil Payne from a 1955 recording called Patterns. We heard three tracks. We heard This Time the Dream's on Me, also a nice, lovely ballad of How Deep is the Ocean. And we just finished with a tune that Cecil Payne wrote for his mother by the name of Arnetta, his mother's name. Cecil Payne on baritone with Duke Jordan piano, Tommy Potter on the bass, and Art Taylor on drums. It's the Art of Jazz here at 88.5 KPLU, NPR News and All That Jazz. I'm Nick Francis in today for Ken, and support for KPLU comes from
Find Solutions, whose mission is to help Northwest companies succeed with business software for financial accounting, customer relationship management, and cloud computing from Microsoft Dynamics. Online at fine.com.
We're going to continue now with a couple of 1963 recordings from Woody Herman and his orchestra. We're going to start off with an Oscar Peterson composition called Hallelujah Time.
Thank you.
A couple of great tracks from the Woody Herman Orchestra from 1963. We just heard Deep Purple, and before that it was Hallelujah Time, an Oscar Peterson composition, both arranged by Nat Pierce, and Woody Herman playing the alto, and Carmen Leggio and Sal Nistico jamming on tenors, Jake Hanna on the drums, and comes from a compilation from the Mosaic label called Mosaic Select, Woody Herman. And speaking of Woody Herman, I heard an interesting story this week. I was in the KPLU studios in Seattle on Friday and interviewing the great Brazilian pianist Iliane Elias and her trio. And after the session, I really had to talk to the bass player because it was one of the best bass players in the world of jazz. His name is Mark Johnson. And Mark got his first major gig in the late 70s touring with Woody Herman and his orchestra. And while he was touring with Woody, he had heard of an opening as a bass player in Bill Evans's group. And Mark just adored Bill Evans, loved his music, and called up someone that knew Bill and sort of pleaded his case to get a tryout. And so through a couple of friends, Mark got a tryout for Bill Evans, and he was supposed to kind of jam with Bill at the Vanguard in New York. And it was sometime in the early early part of the year in the winter, and apparently there was this huge snowstorm, and it really just ruined everything. And he didn't get to play with Bill, and he kind of blew it off and went back on the road with Woody Herman. And just out of the blue, he said he was like out in the middle of nowhere, maybe, I don't know, maybe in the Midwest, maybe in the South. He didn't exactly tell me where he was, but he said it was way out there. And just out of the blue, he decided that he was just going to call Bill and just see what was up. And it just happened that Bill was looking for a bass player, so Mark Johnson ended up getting the gig as Bill Evans's bass player, and he was Bill Evans's last bass player. And he played with them for a few years, and one of the amazing records that Bill and the trio did with Bill, Mark, and Joe LaBarbera were the Paris concerts recorded in 1979. We're going to hear a couple tracks from Bill Evans' trio with Mark Johnson, Joe LaBarbera from the Paris concerts. We're going to start off with the Paul Simon tune, I Do It For Your Love. Recorded in Paris in the late 70s, that's Bill Evans, and a couple of tracks from the Paris concerts. We just heard Letter to Evan, an Evans composition, and before that it was Paul Simon's tune, I Do It For Your Love. Thanks for listening to The Art of Jazz here at 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. I'm KPLU's music director, Nick Francis. I'm in today for Ken. It's really a lot of fun getting into the huge library of Ken's and scarfing some of the archives out and playing some of the tunes for you. Support for KPLU comes from
Joint Base Lewis McChord MWR, offering businesses the opportunity to reach the local military market through sponsorship and advertising. More information is available online at militarypartnerships.com.
We're going to get going right now in the Art of Jazz with Mr. Mose Allison.
If this life is driving you to drink, you sitting around wondering just what to think. Well, I got some consolation, I'll give it to you if I might. You know I don't worry about a thing, 'cause I know nothing's gonna be alright. You know this world is just one big trouble spot, 'cause some have plenty and some have not. You know I used to be trouble, but I finally saw the light. Now I don't worry about a thing, 'cause I know nothing's going to be go-getter. Things will get worse before they get any better. You know there's always somebody playing with dynamite. But I don't worry about a thing, 'cause I know nothing's going to be alright.
It's the Art of Jazz here at 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria. NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. It's 4 minutes after 5 o'clock. You're listening to The Art of Jazz. I'm Nick Francis in today for Ken Wiley. And we just finished off with Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers with Thelonious Monk, recorded in 1957, featuring Monk on piano, Johnny Griffin tenor, Bill Hardman trumpet, Spanky DeBrest on bass, and jamming on the drums, Art Blakey. And we heard the tune Evidence. We also heard Mose Allison before that, I Don't Worry About a Thing. We're going to continue now in the Art of Jazz with a 1968 recording from the great pianist Hampton Oz. This is My Romance. Thank you.